The Woolworth Saturday Girls by Elaine Everest. Read by Annie Aldington. Chapter 1. Electricity House, Erith, February 1950.
That woman could talk the hind legs off a donkey, Alan Gilbert said as he helped his wife, Sarah, into a coat. I'm not sure I can be doing with women getting involved in politics, and I don't need to sit and listen to a load of boring speeches just to decide who I will vote for.
Sarah gave his arm a squeeze. Good grief, Alan. You are becoming such an old fuddy-duddy. Dad says everyone thinks highly of Margaret Roberts. Look, here comes Dad now. Why don't we see if he wants a quick drink in the Prince of Wales before we head for home?
That sounds more like it, Alan said, loosening his tie. You know I'm not one for dressing up and going to meetings like this. The only time I've ever been in this building is for wedding receptions and parties. They have the best-sprung dance floor in town.
Sarah smiled to herself. Electricity House was certainly Erith's best venue for parties and official occasions, but she much preferred the informal hall behind the Prince of Wales pub. She only ever visited the building in Pier Road to go into its ground-floor showroom when not at work, and look at all the shiny new appliances, daydreaming of what she would buy for her lovely new home when their ship came in. It might take time, but she had faith in her husband and his business. She hugged his arm. There was a time, Alan Gilbert, when you enjoyed dressing up, and you looked so smart in your RAF uniform, she said, gazing up into his sparkling blue eyes.
Those days are long gone, and thank goodness they are, he said,
as he took her hand and held it tight.
I feel in my bones that our family will prosper. We have a bright future ahead of us, my love, and our children will want for nothing.
I'm happy with our lot. I don't need big dreams. I just want you and the children safe. Is that too much to ask?
What about that cottage with the roses round the door you've hankered after since we married? Sarah chuckled.
Youthful dreams, my love. I'm no longer that innocent bride who celebrated her 21st birthday on the day war broke out, although I'd not say no to a cottage if it was going begging.
You don't look a day older than when you walked down the aisle towards me, he said, giving her an appreciative look.
Her glossy dark hair was curled away from her face, showing her English rose complexion to perfection.
I'd give you the world if that's what you want.
Sarah blushed, looking round to make sure no one was listening. I'll leave the big dreams and plans to others.
Like our Maisie, do you mean?
I'm pleased for her. She's not doing badly at all, especially considering she never really planned to turn her sewing into a business. That little shop of hers in the High Street is always busy, and I have a feeling she's up to something. I've not seen much of her lately. She wasn't there when I popped in to collect my coat. She did a lovely job of the alterations, though, Sarah added with a glance down at her forest green woolen coat. It was nipped in at her slender waist, flaring out around her calves.
Not getting too posh for her friends, is she? Alan joked. Who's getting too posh?
George asked as he joined them, kissing Sarah's cheek and shaking Alan's hand. We were talking about Maisie and wondering what she's up to lately, Sarah said, giving her dad a sideways look. Perhaps he would be able to fill them in. Ever since he'd become a town councillor, George always seemed to know everything that went on in their small town.
What, our Maisie getting too posh for the likes of us? Never, he said, raising his hand to wave goodbye to some of the other people leaving the hall. She's the sort of the earth. Nothing will change her, even if she does have big plans for the future.
So you do know what she's up to, Sarah said, looking triumphant.
I'm sure she will tell you when she's ready. It's not for me to say, George said, giving Alan a wink.
But we've never had secrets from each other, Sarah said, a little sadly. Alan put his arm round her shoulders and gave her a squeeze.
Don't go getting yourself upset. You've been friends with Maisie far too long for that. She will tell you in her own good time, I'm sure. She might not drop her H's as much now that she dresses the important women of Erith, but she's still the Maisie we know and love. Now, how about we take a brisk walk round to the Prince of Wales and have that drink? What do you say to that, George?